Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing our Meet the Challenger series, and today I've got with me the lovely Chantelle Gaspari. Welcome to the podcast, Chantelle.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for donating some of your time to be part of the podcast here. But jumping right into it, would you like to start by introducing yourself, so maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work, what a normal day looks like for you?
So I'm from Whittlesea in Victoria, and I'm a mum of two and a hairdresser.
A mum of two and a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
How old are your little ones?
So I have a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old.
So they keep you, busy, yeah. Hey?
Keep me very busy.
How do you balance doing the challenge and having two young kids, both under 10?
I found the easiest way is to just get up before the day starts and just get it done. So I get up at 5 every morning and just have that 2 hours to myself where I get in my workout, and then I have time to get my breakfast and then wake the kids.
Right. And you're a hairdresser. Have you been a hairdresser for a really long time?
10 years.
10 years. Right. So do you give me any advice about my hair?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Great. That's a win. All right. Well, tell me, what's your story, you know, when did you first start to want to do the challenge is my question.
I come to the challenge after losing, I'd lost 60 kilos. And
wow, amazing.
I was just like at a plateau kind of stage where I just needed something more, like to push me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really didn't love weights. Like I was a real cardio junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed something to like help me fall in love with it, because yep. I knew the changes that I wanted to achieve, I knew I had to do more weights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Maxine's, I started in January, and yeah, I love it now. It's part of my life. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so this is your second challenge now with Maxine's, right?
Yeah, my second. I actually injured myself 4 weeks into the first one.
So oh, no. What happened?
Yeah, I did my left shoulder, so I had to sit the rest of it kind of out. I could do a little bit of leg work, but not a lot. It was mainly just cardio.
Yeah. Well, Chantelle, I want to know a little bit more about your journey. You said that you lost 60 kilos. Was that before the January challenge?
Yeah, yeah. So that yeah. I started, gained a lot of weight. We lost our house in the Black Saturday bushfires.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was pregnant at the time. And then I got, after I had her, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And then I got really bad panic attacks and depression and all that sort of stuff. So it was a really hard time, and I just, I don't know, food and that, I didn't even think about what I was eating or anything. And yeah, I just ballooned out. And yeah, I think it was about I was put on medication. It was about 8 months after I was on the meds, and I just hated like being on the medication to control the panic attacks and stuff. So I just thought, I have to take myself, I have to get off these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, yeah, I went to the doctor and I said, look, I feel like I'm getting better, but I feel like I can come off them. And she's agreed, and she said, look, we'll start weaning you. And yeah, and then I slowly started just changing my diet a little bit. And yeah, and then I still wasn't in a great place. And I remember walking into the doctors and asking to get a referral for a lap band.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked out of there and I was just like, no, that's just not for me. I can do this. But by the time I get my appointment, if I still haven't got any further, mm-hmm. I will get it done. But it was like a timeline for me to get all my stuff together and get into it. So I did. And yeah, by the time my appointment come, I think I'd lost like 15 kilos.
Wow.
And I just knew, like, I was like, no, I can do this. I don't need that. I know, like, for a lot of people, that's a great option. But for me, I just always knew that I could do it. I didn't need it.
Mm-hmm. So,
you chose
not to do the lap band surgery.
Yeah, no, I chose against it because you know, I just wanted to prove to myself I could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just started with walking and Zumba, and it was Weight Watchers for my diet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, years went on and I just outgrew it. I just needed to evolve and kind of go to the next level. And, yeah, I just love I love muscles and weights and, you know, like all that sort of stuff. And yep. So I had to find a program that suited me now.
Yep.
Yeah, Maxine was just a perfect fit.
Amazing. Well, it's amazing. Congratulations that you lost 60 kilos. That's huge. That's, well, what, over twice? Well, that's basically a whole person, right? Like 60 kilos would be like...
crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Congratulations. That's huge. And, you know, going through some of those real hard mental times and overcoming that and doing it for you, you're a role model to people who are in a similar situation and even a role model to your kids, which is amazing to hear.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in over the past 12 weeks and then, you know, that January challenge as well, like what has been your biggest challenge within the challenge?
Self-belief. I think just believing that you can do it and that you're making progress. You just, like, your brain will just tell you, you know, you're not, there's no changes, or you just start doubting yourself. And probably as far as family life, I would say sicknesses and just normal mum life.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, when not feeling guilty if you have to miss a session because the kids are sick and you've been up all night, or you're not feeling great. Just all those little daily things that you could just come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about self-belief, and I guess closely to that is self-confidence. Now, you know, we, with the Max and the Maxine Challenge, we really try to prioritize resistance training. And for a lot of females, that's quite an intimidating thing. If I'm telling you to go into the gym and start squatting and doing a bench press and lifting weights, a lot of females do find that quite intimidating, and that forms a bit of self-doubt and a bit of lack in confidence. Do you have any advice for maybe females who are in a similar position who may feel a little bit intimidated about lifting weights and what you did to start lifting weights yourself?
I kind of just researched a lot into, like, a lot of, like, the more the famous, like, bodybuilders and stuff, and kind of drew inspiration from them. A lot of people will tell you if you do weights, you look manly. Like, so many people will say that. And by going on and seeing, like, Lauren Simpson and all that, you look at them and they're just far from manly. And it's just like, you just in yourself and say, well, they're not manly, I'm not going to look manly. Like,
yeah.
So you just kind of like debunk it for yourself, like all those people, they just push on all those beliefs onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was just more like, I wanted to prove people wrong. Like, yeah. And,
yeah. I just wanted to ask, what's your experiences with weightlifting then? You know, how has your body responded from, you know, lifting weights and doing resistance training?
Oh, heaps stronger. I had a really low, because I have a bit of an ab separation from, like, being overweight and childbirth and stuff like that. And my back, like, it's so good now. I haven't been to the chiro in probably 6 months.
Amazing.
And it's just, like, it's chalk and cheese to when I started. It's so much stronger. Yeah, it's really good.
Amazing. I wanted to talk about having children and the family life. A common barrier to fitness and health is family. And I guess the first thing that we do is we sacrifice our own time and our own priorities to prioritize our children and our family. Other than just waking up earlier, how have you managed to balance, you know, the challenge and having a family, let's say, like, with mealtime and nutrition? How has that worked?
Well, I always, well, when I, even the whole, my whole, even my weight loss was literally, I started it because I never wanted my kids to lead that lifestyle. I didn't even want them to know me like that. So I draw inspiration from, I want my kids to see a healthy mum who's active, and so I don't have that guilt of taking that time for me anymore. Like, I just know that I want my kids to see that it's okay to put yourself first for that hour a day, and it's okay to have your meals separate and take that time out to do what you need to do. It really doesn't need to be guilt. Like, we're humans too, and we don't have to put ourselves last all the time, and it's totally okay.
That's beautiful. I love it that you're a role model to your kids. That's really great to hear. The next question that I have is, what has been the biggest win for you over the challenge specifically?
Proving that I can do it, I think, is probably the biggest win. And the falling in love with weights, like, I just love it now. I was such a cardio junkie, and now, like, I don't even care. Like, I probably, you know, I do this, the cardio that's included in the program, but I really don't do extra. Like, I used to, if I'd had that program a year ago, I would have been smashing myself with weight cardio as well as the weights, because I thought I had to do that cardio.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I just feel like heaps better. Like I'm not overtrained. I'm not grumpy. I just feel like so much better.
Are you following the Tone and Shape or the Grong program?
Yeah, the Tone and Shape. Yeah.
The Tone and Shape. Yeah. And your body's responding really well to that, right?
Yeah, it's loving it. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess a common thing that happens with a lot of challenges is, like what you suggested, we want to do more and more and more, and especially more and more cardio. And we know that that can a lot of the times interfere with, you know, other aspects of training, and that leads to big bouts of fatigue, and then, you know, we kind of drop off. And it sounds like that you've really fallen in love with resistance training, and we're really starting to build a strong body. You're out of pain, you feel good, you're not super fatigued. And I think that's the thing that we really want to push onto all challenges and all people who are doing fitness and health things, right? So that's great to hear from you, Chantel. I wanted to ask, you know, what is your big long-term goal? Like, what does the next 12 months look like for Chantel?
So I've October 14th, I've got a skin removal surgery. So I'm getting a full tummy tuck and a boob, like lift and all that sort of repair from my weight loss and just child carrying and all that sort of stuff. So that's my goal, was to come, like for this challenge, was to get as strong and healthy as I can in preparation for that, and to get my body weight and size and all that sort of stuff where I wanted to be prior to the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah. And then, so then I'll be recovering. I think it's about a 6-week recovery after that. And then it'll be kind of see where I'm at. And then I'll be just weaning back in to get strong again. Yeah. And then I'd love, or I will be going on to the other programs to build more muscle and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So excited.
Great to hear. In general, do you have any advice that you would give to maybe current challengers or people who are thinking about doing the challenge, or just anyone who is exercising and wants to improve their fitness and health? Do you have any advice for anybody?
I think just drop the expectation of having to be perfect. I think we all get so stuck on if we muck up or if we overeat on your, we miss a training day or two or three or even a week. Like we just beat ourselves up so much, and it's just thoughts and it doesn't mean anything. And consistency is what brings the results. And it's really no rush. Like, you know, unless you're a competitive bodybuilder and you've got to get on stage, like you really don't have to put that pressure on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just to enjoy it and just live the lifestyle.
Enjoy it and live the lifestyle. That's great advice. I love that, Chantel. We are going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the podcast here, Chantel.
It's okay.
And thank you very much for listening to the Challenge Podcast. Join us next time where we continue this Meet the Challenger series. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.